Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
So as we close in on day 100, here's another big deal. Distract a little bit because I've got a listener telling me something big that I can't share with you yet. But if I can get my hands on it, makes a chill run down my spine. Expose these people for what they are. Anyhow, remember how President Trump said he would renegotiate NAFTA and all the people on the left laughed? Well, guess what? Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Canadian Prime Minister Justin I'm Just a Child Trudeau have all decided that they will renegotiate NAFTA as long as Donald Trump doesn't terminate it immediately. All three leaders agreed to proceed swiftly, according to the required internal procedures, to enable the renegotiation of the trade deal to the benefit of all three countries. There it is, boys and girls. Once again, another big win. Although the media will bury this. But the White House had drafted a notification signaling the United States had intended to withdraw from NAFTA. If that document had been presented, it would have given the leaders of Canada and Mexico just 6 months to know that the exit was coming and we weren't going to play ball anymore. And they said, yeah, wait. Well, no, you know what? We were just kidding. That whole hardball, hard nose thing. Yeah, we're good. We'll go ahead and renegotiate. You're damn right you will. So sit down and let's make a deal that makes sense for everybody. And not just for one team or the other. The Trump administration last month submitted a vague set of guidelines to Congress for renegotiating NAFTA, disappointing many who thought he was going to demand a major overhaul. Well, guess what? He's getting his major overhaul, and it tells me again, do not underestimate this president. Please, you do so at your own peril. Underestimating Donald Trump at this point, you do so at your own peril. Yeah. Anyhow, keep an eye on that. But NAFTA, to be renegotiated, there it is. An 8-page draft letter to Congress. Acting U.S. Trade Representative Stephen Vaughn wrote that the administration intended to start talking with Mexico and Canada about making changes to the pact. It took effect back in 1994. Ross Perot famously saying, that big sucking sound will be jobs going to Mexico. Remember that? Just look at my chart here. You see on my chart? That big sucking sound you hear is all our jobs going to Mexico. All right, it's not very good. I'll give you that. Anyhow, they're going to renegotiate that deal. According to a new poll, by the way, 2 out of 3 Americans believe the Democratic Party out of touch with you. 2 out of 3 Americans believe that the Democratic Party, 67%, more than 2 out of 3, labeled the Democrats as out of touch with average Americans. That theme repeated at a recent Democratic event in Mahoning County, Ohio. It doesn't matter how much we scream and holler about jobs and the economy at the local level, our national leaders just don't get it. That comes from David Betras, the county chair in Mahoning County, Ohio. While Trump is talking about trade and jobs, they're still obsessing about which bathrooms people should be allowed to go into. And who got more in the popular vote? And the answer is, who cares? The poll noted that the new findings show the Democratic Party is getting worse in the minds of just about all Americans. Let's compare this, by the way, to a poll done in March 2014, where just 48% of Americans thought the Democrats were out of touch. Again, the number now, 67%. It's gone up 50%. Nearly 50% increase in those that believe the Democrats are out of touch, more than 2 out of 3 of you. believe that the party of Berkeley and Pelosi and Schumer just isn't there with you. The party of big city elites telling you how you should live, what's best for you. They know what's best for your children. And if you don't believe what they tell you and act accordingly, well, then by God, you're a fascist. You're just a fascist if you don't believe exactly what I tell you to believe. And then you've got the Ann Coulter thing at the Battle of Berkeley folding. Deeply disappointing to me. Of course, having met Ann a couple of times and interviewed her a couple of times, knowing she only weighs about 100 pounds soaking wet, you know, I'd be a little fearful for my safety, too. You know, a good gust of wind around Michigan lately could have knocked Ann Coulter down. So if she gets into a situation where there are chairs being thrown or chairs coming through the window or whatever might happen, safety a big concern for her. But it disgusts me that Democrats, many Democrats and those that vote Democrat, are okay with it. We'll shout down freedom of speech, and they're okay with it. It's baffling. You do? You got Ross Perot? Hey, you know what? Let's go. Yeah, I just saw that. Let's hear that big sucking sound. Let's have
that. For those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Did you hear that, though, back in 1994? That would have been 1992. That would have had to come from the election year 1992. Healthcare, the single most expensive item of building an automobile. Man, if he only knew. 25 after, this is the Steve Gruber Show.